Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And seems to rain on my dreams. It's not a big deal. Let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
I have a message from God just for you. Doesn't that get you excited? Because we're all going through something, right? Well, our purpose here is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Glory to God. Let's pray. Lord, we just want to take a moment to praise you, give you glory and honor, do your name. We welcome you, Heavenly Father, into this 10-minute power message. We lift up your precious name. Holy Spirit, we make way for your leading. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Well, I said earlier that I know all of us are going through something. I'm a minister, and I'm going through some stuff. Amen. But in Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time for every matter or purpose under heaven. Now, when most people think of seasons, they think in the natural, winter, spring, summer, fall, etc. But this scripture is referring to the seasons of our lives, a period of time, seasons in our lives. Some may be in a season of grief over the loss of a loved one or separation from someone. Or you might be in a season of new beginnings, a new venture you're stepping out into. You might be in a season of divorcement. Maybe you're in a season of having some health issues. Maybe you're in a season of unemployment, a season of addiction, or maybe you're in a season of being pregnant. Whatever season you're in, God is with us in every season of our lives. He'll be the God you need in every season, and God is for you. Title of today's message is The Season of Our Lives. Now take a Selah moment, pause, and think on that. How is God with us in every season? In the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 23, we read about the Virgin Mary, who has found out she's going to give birth to a son, and his name will be called Emmanuel, which is interpreted God with us. So when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are right now with God. He's with you. Glory to God. Now, what season are you in? Selah, pause and think on that. He'll be the God you need in every season. So I am one person. I'm a daughter. I'm a mom, I'm a sister, I'm an auntie, I'm a cousin, I'm a grandmother, I'm a friend, I'm a coworker, and I'm a minister, all at the same time. But I've been all of those roles at different seasons, how God is God to us. He has different roles as our friend, counselor, father, king. And for whatever season you're in, he'll be the God you need. If you need healing, he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord or Redeemer of healing. That's Exodus 15 and 26. If you need money or having financial trouble, he's Jehovah Jireh, Lord or Redeemer will provide. That's Genesis 22 and 14. If you're stressed or experiencing confusion, he's Jehovah Shalom, the Lord or Redeemer of peace. That's in Judges 6:24. If you feel alone and just don't know what's going on and just feel like you need someone with you, he's Jehovah Rohi, the Lord, your shepherd, who watches over you. Psalm 23 and 1. These are all different names of God, but it's still one God. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever in every season of your life. What season do you need God for? Selah, pause and think on that. God is for you in every season. Romans 8:31 says, if God is for you, then who can be against you? Say it again. If God is for you, then who can be against you? One more time. If God is for you, then who can be against you? Selah, pause and think on that. Now I'm going to go to our Street Love Bible story. It's found in 1 Kings chapter 17, the Elijah, the prophet, and the widow woman. I'm going to be reading verses 10 through 15. So he, Elijah the prophet, arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering a stick. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she replied and said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering 2 sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah the prophet said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me there a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and afterwards make for you and your son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, how was this widow able to do that? How was this widow able to do that? And let's go ahead and talk about what seasons this widow was in. What did she experience? Well, she was in a season of being married at one point, right? But now she was in a season of being a widow. Then she was in a season of being a single mom as well. She was also in a season of lack, because it says that she was in a land of there was no water and lack of food and supplies. She was also in a season of fear, because we read Elijah telling her to fear not and go do and help him out, right? And then she was in a season of obedience, because she then followed his advice and did exactly as he asked. And because of it, she then became in a season of prosperity. And the Bible says at the end of that scripture that she and her son ate for many days. So that meant that she prospered after that situation. Glory to God. Now, what the widow experienced was temporal, and your season is temporal as well. But it's based on your decision and your heart motive. Now, how you respond to your season determines how long you'll stay in that season. What do I mean by that? I'm going to give you 2 examples. One is Moses. Moses was in his season for 40 years. Now, he was given directive by God to go to this specific rock, and he was supposed to speak to that rock, and then water would come out so that he'd be able to show that he was able to get water for the people. But what happened is he responded by hitting the rock several times and getting angry. And because of his disobedience, and he didn't do what God told him, he did not get to go into the promised land. So he ended up staying in the wilderness for 40 years and then dying. Now, the other example of this is Jesus. Jesus went into a season of being in the wilderness, but while he was there, it tells us in Matthew 4 that every time he was tempted of anything, to curse, get angry, get in fear, he would respond and say, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." So he's still in this 40 days. Say he's at day 20, and the devil's tempting him, and he responds, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." So now we get to the 39th day, and Jesus is still tempted in this wilderness. He could curse, he could scream, he could yell out, "I don't believe in God," but he didn't. He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." What you say and believe in your season matters. Jesus spoke the word of God during his season, and he got out of the wilderness. What are you speaking in your season? Do you want to stay in that season of wilderness? Do you want to stay in that season of sickness? Do you want to stay in that season of love and happiness with a great job? Selah, pause and think on that. The Street Love action for you this week is for you to jot down what season you believe you're in. You know how sometimes they tell you to do your pros and cons? I'm telling you to just write down what season you think you're in. I've given you enough examples. And then determine, well, what do you need God to do for you? Do you need him to prosper you? Do you need him to just spend time with you? Do you need him to give you peace? Tell him what you need him to be, and he'll be the God you need. And lastly, speak the word of God over the situation. Speak it. If you don't know the word of God, Google it. I need healing. And put scripture behind that in the Google search, and guess what? Scriptures will come up. If you need peace, scriptures of peace will come up. Whatever you need, look it up. Amen. And speak it over your situation. In conclusion, God is with us in every season. He'll be the God you need in every season. God is for you in every season. Why? Because just like the song, he's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. And he's got you in every season in his hand. Glory to God. Well, family, that ends this week's message. I hope this message was a blessing to you, but we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior so he can be your God in every season of your life. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So if you'd like to receive God right now, receive Jesus, repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died for me, was buried for me, and rose again for me. And right now, I am saved and have a place in eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have a second invitation for those who may have walked away from God and maybe you just want to come back to him wholeheartedly. That just means at some point in your life you did receive Jesus, but you walked away and maybe you have backslidden. And you just want to come back to him wholeheartedly. You want to know that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If you'd like to come back to Jesus right now, you would like to confess to him, and I'll pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those who would like to rededicate their lives back to you today. We thank you that today, March 6th, is a day that they decide to come back to you, and you have made that available because you love them that much, because you've always been their God. You've been waiting for them. We thank you, Father God, that you've made this invitation just for them today, March 6, 2023. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I have a free gift for those who received Jesus or rededicated their lives today. You can log on to my website at freeluncheonprayer.org, click the contact button, and I'll send you that free gift. Amen. Now for our announcements, I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my messages at any time. To share this message with your friends and loved ones, all my messages are out there, and you can just click on them and listen to them at any time. Amen. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. It states, is there yet any left in the household of River Rouge, Ecorse, Africa, Detroit, California, that I can go and show the compassion of the Lord to? So we do that through the free lunch and prayer. So if your church is looking for an outreach program and you'd like for Sister Shelley to bring the free lunch and prayer street outreach to your church, please contact me at freelunchandprayer.org and let's get in discussion about that. Amen. Again, you can contact or donate at freelunchandprayer.org. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this 15 minutes. We just glorify you for being the God with us, the God we need, and the God that is for us. I pray you receive all of the glory in this message, and we pray that the Lord bless these listeners, that your face shines on each of them, and be gracious to them, Father. The Lord turn your face toward them and give them your peace, as only you can, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, and we all say, amen. I love you, family. I pray that you have a blessed week. And remember, street love begins with you.